Some congressional lawmakers are questioning the State Department's opposition to independence for Kosovo, which has been under United Nations administration since 1999. Differences of opinion emerged during a hearing of the House of Representatives International Relations Committee. Kosovo's final status has been unresolved since the 1999 United Nations Security Council resolution ending the NATO intervention in the former Yugoslavia established a framework for administering the province. Nearly 4 years since the end of ethnic bloodletting between Serbs and Albanians, 25,000 NATO-led troops still provide security, including about 2,000 Americans. In testimony Wednesday, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for South Central Europe, Janet Bogue, said Kosovo has made important strides toward becoming a multi-ethnic democratic society. However, she says not enough progress has been made toward achieving important benchmarks. These include functioning democratic institutions, rule of law, freedom of movement, returns and integration, economic stability, and a stable Kosovo protection force. For this reason, Ms. Bogue says, the Bush administration opposes steps now toward either independence or partition.
There are those in Kosovo who seek immediate independence. There are those in Serbia who seek immediate partition. We oppose both moves. We believe that a decision today on final status would destabilize Kosovo and the broader region, which has only now emerged from a decade of crippling conflicts. An immediate decision on final status would inflame those in the region who seek violent solutions.
However, some lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, disagree. They say the United States is setting the mark too high for Kosovo. Tom Lantos is the ranking Democrat on the International Relations Committee.
Persistent tensions in the Balkans cannot be resolved if we continue to procrastinate on Kosovo's final status. To achieve a just and lasting peace in Southeast Europe, a turbulent region if there ever was one, we must give Kosovo its independence, and we should do it now.
Mr. Lantos and the Republican chairman of the committee, Henry Hyde, have proposed a non-binding or symbolic resolution calling on the Bush administration to support independence for Kosovo. The Bush administration opposes the resolution because, as Ms. Bogue puts it, this could lead to confusion about the position of the United States and detract from the work of institution building and ethnic reconciliation. Daniel Serwer of the United States Institute of Peace also opposes any hasty move toward formal final status negotiations. Careful preparations are required, he says, leading to possible final status negotiations in 2005.
By 2005, Belgrade will have a new constitution, new parliament, new president. And Prishtina will have a new assembly and a new president. So it seems to me at that point the timing will be ripe.
Mr. Serwer says a congressional resolution of support for Kosovo's independence, however symbolic, risks sending an unclear signal to the authorities in Belgrade and Prishtina, who ultimately will have to decide the final status of the province. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.